Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
What a strange world we live in. What a shame, oh what a shame. Someone's always quarreling. Then marriage don't remain. Divorces by the thousands. Is this human race insane? I always thought that marriage should be a sacred thing. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law. Steps are often taken without thinking twice, and oft times there's a child or two who's left to pay the price. Those little hearts so innocent, they don't know who's to blame. No mom and dad to love them. What a shame, oh what a shame. Married by the Bible and divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible and no divorces by the law. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve. This wake-up call is for the 26th of April, 2018. Need to adjust my mic level. It's a little hot here. The title of this sermon is called Big Numbers. I'll get into that in a minute. I want to give my website before I get too far down the road here. All my shows are there. Wake Up Call, Word for Word, two seed line lengths. It's not interactive. You can't troll. I don't have time to babysit. It is www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. So, there you go. Let's get into this big number thing. People are expecting, including the listening audience and others, that, oh, we'll have just a huge groundswell and all this word's going out and they're going to all flock to the cause. And after a while, they get deflated. Oh, things just aren't turning out. I'm not seeing the numbers. Well, that's mankind's idea. The big numbers. Big numbers. Just, you know, they're going to have a rally. And a couple hundred people show up, maybe. And then there's 1,000 protesters. You have to realize the prince and power of the air, the devil, is in charge right now. He's got the numbers. But all through scripture, we've seen the battles of the Israelites where Yahweh fights on their side, and it doesn't much matter. Look at Gideon. Just little force, but then Yahweh steps in and gives them the power of a big force. Numbers? Big numbers? Why are we worried about big numbers when we need to read scripture and find out exactly what Yahweh's plans are? Does he expect the entire 144,000 number that's gone around to show up at a rally? No. We're in the period of grace still, okay? He's giving people enough time to repent. Now, when that grace period ends, going to get ugly. Everybody, you know, needs to be prepared. Read the book of Revelations and all what's coming. Yes, but we don't know when. He's not given us his timetable. Okay, and if you are expecting huge numbers, maybe right before this stuff hits the fan, quite possibly we might get more. Okay, all right, we are we're right on the edge. Okay, we're right on the edge. I'm trying to adjust this mic so it doesn't overpeak. It got up a little hot there. This headset is fairly new to me. It's a really high quality headset. And I haven't quite got the mic settings down. Been working on it. Let's do what we usually do here and do some scripture verses. Let's go to the book of Matthew, please. Follow along with me. The book of Matthew, chapter 20. And let me get a little hit of this nice hot coffee. verse 16 of chapter 20. Verse 16. Thus, I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. Okay. Thus the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. Now let's turn to chapter 22 of Matthew, verse 14, and it repeats itself. For many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen. Yahweh chooses. Now, the universalists and the Judeo-Christians are going out, oh, we're all brothers and everybody can be saved. Doesn't say that in Scripture. Yeshua didn't teach that. That's doctrines of men, okay? Those churches with their wishy-washy false doctrine have big numbers. Big numbers. You go to a Christian identity gathering and it's going to be small. But you go to the mega churches like Joel Osteen's or John Hagee. They have auditoriums full of people listening to the stuff that's going to tickle their ears and get the shekels out of their pockets. Because the devil is leading these people down the primrose path. These animal line of BS that they really love. My people love it so, it says in Scripture. They don't want to follow what's in Scripture. They don't want to follow the teachings of Yeshua. They want to follow those men in the expensive suits that are telling them what they want to hear. Big numbers. Oh, wow. They're going to have big numbers. We see by the increase in the numbers of listeners to EFR and on my website, you know, the site stats have grown and grown and grown and grown. But they're still not the numbers that the secular radio stations out there and stuff on the internet with all the deceptions and garbage that's on the internet, all the rumor mills, we just don't get those big numbers. And we're not going to. We're not going to. While the prince in power of the air, the devil, is in charge. Now, those stations and internet sites that hand out all these lies and deceptions, they are never bothered. Indeed, they are protected by the adversary and his children, the minions of the devil, the literal children, the offspring of the devil, the one that Christ reviled in John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and your father's works you seek to do. They have the numbers, the big numbers. Whew, boy, do they ever. Now let's turn to the book of John. Speaking of John, let's go to the book of John. John 4, Again, I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. I found it to be one of the most accurate translations out there. They have a few errors. They have the word Gentile here and there and whatever. But pretty much, it's a Holy Name Bible. And I particularly like it. Verse 23 of chapter 4. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers, true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father also does seek such to worship Him. There are people out there that can praise the Lord, all day long. They're not His. Verse 24 of chapter 4. Elohim is spirit, and those who worship Him need to worship in spirit and truth. Now, if you worship in deception, according to the doctrines of men, not going to listen to you. If you're praying the prayer of the Judeo-Christians, I'm real sorry, but he's not listening. Because you're praying in falsehood. But there are big numbers of those people. Big numbers. Big. Lots of them. See them on TV. Huge mega church auditoriums full of them. Just full of them. All blind, all having their ears tickled. All right, let's go to John chapter 6. Oops, it flipped over. Verse 44. Of the book of John. This'll upset people. I don't care. No one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I shall raise him up in the last day. What? But God loves everybody. Read the book of Obadiah. See if he loves everybody. He doesn't love everybody. He doesn't want everybody. Oh, man. That's cruel, Pastor Steve. I did not write this book. John chapter 6, verse 65 and 66. Verse 65. And he said, or let's go to 64. But there are some of you who do not believe. That's Yeshua speaking. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would deliver him up. Verse 65, this is the key verse. And he said, because of this, I have said to you that no one is able to come to me unless it has been given to him by my Father. Pretty much parallels verse 44. And verse 66. Pardon me. From then on, many of his taught ones withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Think on that. We're not walking with him anymore. How many will fall away in the last days when they hear the truth? Stay in those Judeo-Christian, ear-tickling, deceiving, lying churches with the big numbers. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Big numbers. Huge. Numbers. Everybody's impressed by numbers. All right. Let's go to the book of John. Chapter 14, verse 6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's it. The only path today. Close the book. The big numbers worship a Jewish Jesus. Because the publicity engine with the power of the press and the media, etc., 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 tell them that's who they should worship. Because those entities that promote that have the big numbers. They have the ability to reach more than a little piddly outfit like EFR. Oh yeah, we have some numbers, but they're not big numbers. They're increasing gradually. But I don't expect us to get the numbers in equivalency to what the mainstream Judeo-Christian churches are going to get. They're just not going to get them. Because Yeshua said, many are called, but few are chosen. Well, they get a chance to hear the word. People don't read the scriptures. They just believe what the black-robed guy up behind the pulpit is spewing out. They don't have to put out any effort, no work. It's easy. It's pleasing. Doesn't put any strain on you. Oh, there'll be a few that read and study. Some of them will drift away because they've read the truth and it's gotten through, but those are the ones that are called. The others will read the truth and they'll be more afraid of losing their association with the big numbers, the herd, their friends. That's more important than following the teachings. Just to stay with the numbers, stay with your friends. It's one giant social club. You have to have something to do. You look good in the community. It's good for business. All these reasons to stay with the numbers. The numbers are so impressive. Everybody's impressed by numbers. Oh my, we've got 10,000 people in the church on Sunday every week. We had to knock out the back of the church and make it bigger. Oh, and our donations are fabulous. Yeah. Big numbers, big money. Did I say money? Oh no. I mentioned money. That's the god of the Edomites, money, the green god. And that'll buy you big numbers, won't it? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, big numbers. Big money. Pay for those sound systems and the padded pews and the 5-acre parking lot and the limousines and the jets and the TV shows. And pay for all of it. Because the prince in power of the air controls this money through his children, and he's gonna funnel the money to the deceivers, knowledgeable deceivers or unwitting deceivers. So many people just believe that crap because that's what they've been indoctrinated with all their life. Hammer, 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 hammer. And that's what gets the big numbers. But what CI does is make people think. Makes them study. rocks the boat. Don't want to rock that boat. Oh, no. Don't want to rock that boat. Boy, you might offend somebody and you wouldn't get the shekels in the plate on Sunday for the sun god. Oh, no. You might lose out some material things. Because the god of the big numbers is the god of stuff. I've said this before. I preached about stuff worship. On and on and on and on and on. Stuff worship. Love your stuff that you can accumulate. And it's all hay and stubble. It's going to burn up. But you love your stuff. And it impresses other people that love stuff. And all of you congregate together in your big numbers, loving your stuff. And the preacher has $1,000 suit and a big car. Why, he must be preaching the truth. Look at all the stuff he's got. Stuff. Big numbers. Yeah, man, the church is full. Because they don't rock the boat. The financial or social boat. Don't want to rock that boat. No. You might lose those big numbers if you told the truth. And then we have little old EFR and some of the other sites. Telling the truth. And the ones that aren't drawn of Yahweh run for cover when they hear what we have to say. Because we're boat rockers. We put that truth out there, and that upsets the status quo. And the stuff worshipers don't want to lose their status with the other stuff worshipers. So they tell people that we're haters. But we quote the scripture. So I guess the scripture must be hate literature. Which is why they try to ban it. They got a movement in Canada to ban the Bible. Because it's hate literature. Then you have your fundamentalist churches and your snake handlers and all these people have gone off on wild tangents and have all this doctrine that's been instituted by men and they've gotten away from scripture. And I went to one of those fundamentalist churches one time. And the preacher had found out that I was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And I believed that the seed of Adam was Yahweh's chosen people. And only the seed of Adam. And that Israel was not the hook noses in the Middle East and in our in Hollywood and all the deceivers, the seed of Cain. So he preached a mighty sermon about loving your Negro as yourself. Of course, I never went back. I just looked at him and shook my head. And he had a whole church full of those that were, God love them. Oh, yeah, God love them. Yes. You know, I want my daughter to marry one. I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you do. But they had big numbers. That church was full. Full. Oh, yeah. Bunch of ignorant people. And then you have the other side of the coin of educated, superior types. Highly educated, in other words, indoctrinated. Liberals in their expensive suits, and the parking lot is full of expensive cars. And they go in and worship the great god of stuff. And they don't want to hear the truth either. They want to hear what they want to hear. So that particular pastor in that stuff-worshipping church tailors his sermons to tickle their ears. He tells them what they want to hear. And they put lots of money in the plate. They tithe regularly to that church. And he's living high on the hog. I'm talking about white preachers. High on the hog. Which they eat. It's okay. All those laws don't apply anymore. They've all passed. They're nailed to the cross. In other words, they're inconvenient. And they might rock the boat. You don't want to have to obey all those nasty laws. That Old Testament God is gone. Oh, they have the great green god of stuff that they worship now. The church of what's happening now. Yes. Don't offend anybody. Don't dare get up there and rip one out. Like I do every once in a while. David James does the same thing. Oh, don't rock that boat. Don't even think about rocking a boat. No, you boat rockers aren't welcome. Yep. Oh, I know. I haven't been run out of any churches. But some of my friends have. They've been told not to come back. Brother Leroy and brother and sister Marilyn. Don't come to Bible study anymore because they ask questions. Questions that can't be answered comfortably. Well, what about this and this and this? Oh, we don't want to talk about that at this time. Well, why not? It's all part of this study session. Why don't you want to discuss that? Look, if you're going to come in and be disruptive, Oh, for heaven's sakes, can't be disruptive by actually asking questions concerning Scripture. But it's a Bible study, okay? It's a study. You're going to study and you're going to learn. But you can't ask questions. Because that might upset some people and they wouldn't have the big numbers. Now would they? And you can't lose those big numbers, brothers and sisters. Because those big numbers determine how much that shekel plate gets each week, doesn't it? And if you're a boat rocker and you disturb the big numbers, why, you're just not welcome in our church. Not God's church. It's our church. My, my, my. The church of the big numbers. Shame on you, Leroy. Shame on you, Marilyn. I love you. Man, man, man. Rock that boat. Rock on. Ask those questions. Read that scripture. Study the word. Yes, yes, yes. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. My, oh, my, oh, my. Who's he going to choose? He's going to choose the boat rockers. He's going to choose the question askers. Because they want to know. They want to go closer. If you draw close to Elohim, Elohim will draw close to you. If you seek his word, he's going to give you his word. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to write his words upon your heart. If you rock that boat. But if you stay with the big numbers, you're going to stay with the big numbers and you're going to go with the big numbers right into that lake of fire when they face that second death. That's where the big numbers are going to go. Because they really don't want to know. Because the truth makes them uncomfortable. So they're going to stay with the church of what's happening now. And their social club. And they won't dare to research because the Bible is a hate book and it makes them uncomfortable. And when you quote the actual scripture, you become unwelcome among the big numbers. Now, do we have big numbers here on EFR? No, they're growing. They're growing. But you tune in to the stations that are talking a bunch of claptrap and BS. And boy, you ought to see their numbers. Oh, oh, baby. The big numbers. But we won't get that here. Although we make a concerted effort to increase our listenership, a lot of the things that are said on EFR make people feel uncomfortable. They rock the proverbial boat. They make them uncomfortable. Oh my, oh my. Can't do that. Don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. What happened during Yeshua's time? He confronted the children of the devil. And the children of the devil stirred up the big numbers against him. Because Yeshua dared to tell the truth. And oh heavens, we can't have that. Yeshua rocked their Pharisaical Talmudic boat. They couldn't have that. He exposed them for what they were. John the Baptist exposed them. Oh, you generation of vipers. Well, that generation, Genea, if you have a generation of vipers, that generation of vipers descended from vipers is a race, is it not? And Genea, one of the definitions of Genea is race. The race of vipers. the race of the seed line of Cain, the race of the seed line of Edom, the race of the seed line of those that use the Talmud instead of Scripture, the race of the usurers, the race of the war fomenters and war profiteers, the race of the pornographers, the race of the child molesters, the race of the child murderers in satanic cults. That race, that genea. Oh, but we have one father, Abraham, and he said, no. You are of your father, the devil, and your father's works you seek to do. And all of those things I just mentioned are their father's works. But they have the big numbers. They have the money because that's their God. And Yahshua did not come for them. He says, I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He did not come for the entire two-legged bipedal occupants of this planet. Came for the Israelites. Israelites. That's it. What? That's exclusivity. Well, you betcha. You betcha. Mean all men aren't brothers. Men. Mean the two-legged bipedal hominids? No, no, they're not. They're not my brother. They're not the brother of any other Israelite. Only Israelites are brethren to Israelites. And in these last days, he's going to call a few, but most have hardened their hearts and seared their souls. And they don't want to hear the true message. They want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want their boat rocked. They're comfortable. It's like sitting in a real big, comfortable, easy chair on a conveyor belt. Oh, I'm so comfortable. I can flip this lever and it flips back and I can rest. And I'm so comfortable, and the end of the belt comes and the chair and you drop into the lake of fire. But you're comfortable. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. You want to be among the chosen, you're going to have to listen to uncomfortable things. You're going to have to study to show yourself approved. You cannot believe the pablum and the claptrap and the BS that's handed out by the Judeo-Christian so-called churches. Because they're going to put you in that easy chair and on the conveyor belt to the lake of fire. That's their job. And they get paid well for that. They get paid well. Because they have the big numbers. And if you are impressed by big numbers, then that's where you will wind up. You will wind up with the big numbers. And you will suffer the fate of those with the big numbers. And if that upsets you, why, golly gee, sports fans, I'm so sorry. I don't do this to rate number one in a popularity contest. Pardon me. What I say is not popular. Because the big numbers don't want to hear what I have to say. It upsets them and rocks their Judeo-Christian boat. There are those that are supposedly marginally Christian identity that teach that Jews can be saved. Well, what did Yeshua say? He said, no, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the Jews are Israel? No. No, they're not. They're Edomites. They're Talmud worshipers. They are the absolute mere opposition to what is taught in true Israel. The word of Yahweh. They don't go by the word of Yahweh. They don't want anything to do with the word of Yahweh. They want to follow their Talmud, which they change regularly to suit themselves. If you ever read it, and I have, it is a satanic book, and the stuff that's suggested in there is absolutely appalling. And they claim to be only a tiny minority. Oh, but we're so few. It's another deception and lie. There's a lot more of them than you think, than they say they are. A lot more of them. And they're scattered all over in positions of power, which their father, the devil, has placed them in. Because he's the god of stuff. And they worship him and they worship their stuff. And they drag white people of Israel into their web. And they make white people of Israel stuff worshipers as well. And it's so attractive to those that like stuff and don't want to think and don't want to put the effort out to learn the truth that they have the big numbers. And those big numbers are going to be hay and stubble. And they will be burned along with the tares in the last days. And those of Israel that have worshipped stuff will be resurrected along with the rest of us. But they will be resurrected to the second death. And they will be told, depart from me, for I never knew you. And those of us that have suffered and have been put through the fire because of our faith in Yahweh and Yeshua, the Redeemer, Yahweh in the flesh, we are the good and faithful servants. How long will I live giving these messages? That is up to Yahweh. My life is in His hands. I don't value stuff. I have some nice stuff that He has given me, not the stuff worshipers. He's provided me with the tools I need to put out His word. That's all they're for. And I thank Him for that. And I praise Him for that. And I have to keep on keeping on with these shows. Because I'm not a stuff worshiper. And I have paid a price in the past, and I may pay the final price in the future, but it doesn't much matter because I'll be back. And the big numbers that have opposed us will not. What can I say? You got to choose. Got to get off that fence. Talk to the Father. Let Him speak upon your heart and follow his word. I'll be back on the next Wake Up Call show, and don't miss my word for word shows. They're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There are reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays for those that are playing catch up on the shows. You can get all my shows on download or listen on my website, https://www.pastor-steve.com. I'm going to play a little music and sign out. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Europhonkradio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.